Joining us now to talk about all of this is Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith. She is with the National Police Association, a spokesperson there, also a retired Chicago area police officer. And Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, it's great to have you here. What's your reaction that police went in? I mean, it is a stunning moment to see armed guards, they had to go in, armed NYPD in full riot gear going on an American campus and breaking up these protesters that seemed intent to really escalate the crisis there.
Yeah, shades of 1968 when I was a little kid, Rita, and watching that kind of stuff on TV. But I'll tell you, as a law enforcement professional and someone who has been involved in crowd control situations, I was so proud of the NYPD to watch them acting so professionally. I love that elevated entry that we have been teaching since the 1980s, where they went up in there one at a time, cleared that building, and took back Hamilton Hall in less than 2 hours, Rita. Hats off, absolutely, to the NYPD.
And we're also hearing, Betsy, too, no injuries at this time, it sounds like, to anybody involved, you know, whether it's the protesters, whether it's to the NYPD. That's a pretty amazing feat, right, given the emotions of this moment.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you didn't see the amount of violence. You didn't see the fires and this and that like we saw in the summer of 2020. Now, what needs to happen moving forward is these quote-unquote protesters, really the ones in Hamilton Hall, are burglars. They're trespassers. They need to not just be charged by the NYPD. They need to be prosecuted, and it remains to be seen if Alvin Bragg really has the intestinal fortitude to do that. We saw at UT Austin a few days ago, of the 60 protesters arrested there, 46 of them were released by their Soros-installed prosecutor. The way to put a stop to this, Rita, is not just to arrest, but to prosecute, and then if any of them were students, to expel them.
You know, you bring up a great point, because look at what's been happening in New York under Alvin Bragg, who seems obviously very intent on going after Trump. But if your last name's not Trump, so many of these people have been getting a free pass. And, you know, you have to wonder, like you said, what's going to happen even if they round them up now? Will they really throw the book at these people to teach them a lesson? Because you wonder if Columbia University had been tougher on these protesters from the get-go and some of these other places where they have been arresting the people from day one. This Columbia University president really bungled this one.
Well, yes, the police should have been brought in, you know, when this whole thing began, because let's not forget that this is not a First Amendment issue. If you want to protest on any college campus in America, there are ways to do that legally. You obtain permits. There's a place to do that. What these quote unquote protesters, these agitators, were doing in part was spewing anti-Semitic hate, and they were keeping Jewish students from moving freely about the campus, students who had paid tuition, who wanted to go to class. So this is far beyond just expressing your First Amendment right to protest. This is spewing hatred. This is supporting terrorism, and this is attacking one specific part of our population and of the student body at Columbia, again, as we're seeing all around the country. You know, there's universities around the country right now that are still under control of students and outside agitators. And that's why it is so important to prosecute not just the students, but these outside agitators, these paid protesters.
You know, we were talking with somebody the other day, I think it was Congressman Ron Estes, who was saying that on Washington University campus in St. Louis, they busted a whole bunch of people, and I think it was like 100 people, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, and three quarters of them were outside agitators. You would bet that probably there's a lot of them here, because even in this case, at this Hamilton Hall on Columbia campus, they seemed to know what they were doing. They put the chairs up. They put They were busting the surveillance cameras. They seem to be sort of professional at what they're doing. So you have to wonder that they at least seemed to be a big part of what was going on at Hamilton Hall. Like they were at least having an influence in running the ship. They also had these like very nice signs. You brought up the very nice tents. I mean, this is well beyond what students can afford and organize.
Well, of course, we know that this is planned. We know this is well-financed. And look, it's not over. Watch and see what happens tomorrow if protests continue on Columbia. You know, just because things are calm tonight doesn't mean these outside agitators, because don't forget, in New York, they're all going to be out. There's going to be no bail for any of them. The protests will very likely continue. We'll see what happens because, you know, we have commencement coming up quickly, and I know the college wants to keep the campus clear, but the college president, who you are so right, bungled this in the beginning, needs to have the guts to allow law enforcement to keep that campus clear for all students so that they can get back to the business of education and graduation.
And we're hearing, as Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, too, that the university has asked the NYPD to retain some sort of presence there on the campus till May 17th. The graduation's May 15th. By the way, we're also hearing just now that City College, which is, I think it's about 20 blocks away or so from Columbia, is saying that apparently they are going remote starting tomorrow. So, like, you know, putting out one fire one place, and now they got another fire in another place, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith.
Well, and, you know, it's so sad because I want you to think about these, the true students, the kids that are in college right now. These are kids who likely graduated high school or were in high school during COVID, where they had to do so much remote learning. And can you imagine the kids at City College being told right now, well, you got to go to remote class again? How frustrating, how horrible for those students because of these anti-Semitic, pro-terror protesters who want to recreate their grandparents' summer of 1968. And again, it is going to be a long summer of this kind of nonsense unless these college presidents and unless our political leadership has the intestinal fortitude to put a stop to this now in the spring.
How much do you think also from the very top, you brought up sort of our leadership. I mean, obviously the university presidents, but I contend also even today the White House was asked, and they're like, well, it's wrong. We don't like these people barricading themselves. It's wrong. I mean, it was such a tepid, wishy-washy response. And the president himself hasn't said anything. He's just, yeah, I don't, you know, I condemn anti-Semitism, but I also don't, I think people should protest. Let them speak, you know. He hasn't been condemning Ilhan Omar, some of these other people. I mean, it's really been so lack of moral clarity from the highest, from the Oval Office, Betsy Brantner-Smith.
Well, this is a difficult position for the entire Biden administration to be in. Remember, they're pretty anti-cop, and yet, they've got to support law enforcement a little bit in these protests. They've got to keep up the facade that they support their far-left colleagues, and yet they can't show their anti-Semitism if they indeed feel that way. So this is a real balancing act. It's a real conundrum. I mean, I'll tell you, me personally, I think there's a very clear delineation between the hate that we're seeing and doing the right thing. But apparently so many of our political leaders, they don't know where to come down they don't know which side to come down on, Rita, which is really unfortunate. You know, the amount and the extraordinary anti-Semitism that we are seeing around this nation since October 7th, it frightens me, it sickens me, it makes me so incredibly sad.
Yeah, it really does. It is shocking. And I'm glad that the NYPD went in, and I'm glad, Mayor Eric Adams has been very clear where he stands in condemning what these students have been saying. And I think they were waiting for the get-go. And for some reason, this university president thought, like, if she could just kind of negotiate with these protesters, that it would go away. And instead, it emboldened them. And that was a mistake, clearly. And look what we're seeing. And just like you said, who knows when the sun comes up, what's going to happen at Columbia University. Things went smoothly tonight, thank goodness, for our law enforcement. And I'm glad the students there are okay. But let's see what happens when the sun comes up. Betsy Brantner-Smith, thank you so much. It's so great to have you here on this big breaking news night. Thank you.
Thanks, Rita, so much for having me. Always great to talk to you.
Thank you. You too. And for all you do and everybody there with the National Police Association, keeping us safe around the country. Thank you very, very much.